She brings wealth and health to her audience by tackling hot topics around substance use disorder, mental health, and wellness. Her mission, vision, and goal are to help you heal from your past trauma, inspire you to transform your body, mind, and soul so you can live your best life. Your board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor, nurse practitioner, trauma care maestro, and media analyst, your life ambassador, best-selling author, TEDx talk speaker, CEO of Pool of Bethesda Psychiatric Health in Arizona. Let's all welcome Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock.
Until they figure out how do they take that gifting and use it for you, or they decide that they're going to leave. So figuring out, I tell students all the time and young professionals, when you go into those interviews, ask them what kind of culture that is at the workplace. Money is not always the only thing. You can make a lot of money and go into a culture that you hate. They want you to, they don't have the flexibility if you have family, young kids, they don't have the flexibility for you to work at home once a week. Or if you want to do a hybrid work experience, you need to be asking those questions in the interview because you may not fit into the culture of that company. Just like you mentioned, entrepreneurship and intrapreneur. I tell students all the time, you may not ever open a company.
Yes.
But you better know how to be creative and innovative working for a company because that's right. Entrepreneurship. They want you coming and solving problems. And then for, what was the other one? Political?
Yeah.
And what was
you said a business. So culture, business, and politics.
So choose
business now. Go on business.
Yeah, business. I tell at the university where I'm doing some work right now, they have a conservatory. And I went to the faculty at that school and said, all these students that are leaving as dancers, musicians, singers, they're the brand. They are the brand. They need to know business. They need to take some business classes. Everything includes business. They need the business side of any sector.
Including my nurses too.
Yes. I have nursing students in my entrepreneurship mindset class because I don't care what you're studying, you're going to be working for a company. If you're a nursing, you're working for a clinic, it's a business. So business is included in whether it's a side gig, side hustle, full-time job, you're an artist, you're an entertainer, you're the brand, and you need to know the business side of it. And so it's encompassing all of that. And when you think about the political side, there are laws being passed that impact the gig worker, the contractor, the freelancer. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to be in trouble. For an example, when these paying apps first started, the Cash App, the PayPal, Zelle, all of them, when they first started, they weren't tracking who was paying you. You had that money going in your pocket. Nobody was tracking. The IRS didn't know. Now they're not. They're tracking. If you're paying somebody more than $600, you're getting a tax form at the end of the year. A lot of these side gig workers and contractors and freelancers don't realize there's a tax that you need to pay at the end of the year. If you're making money as a freelancer, as a contractor, and you haven't set it up as an LLC and as a full business, you are the business and you're going to get that form at the end of the year that you have to pay taxes on that money that people, your clients that you have on the side,
Oh my goodness.
You have to be watching all the laws that's being passed and understand in your state, in your city, what's happening. Keep watching what's happening even with Uber and Lyft. When you see articles on that, what laws, what court cases are being heard about how the people are being treated that are even Lyft drivers or Airbnb, kind of how is that kind of working? So there's always a political side. So you need to be engaged in your community, small business administration in your area on what's really happening for entrepreneurs. Because if you're a side gig worker, you're an entrepreneur. You may not think you're an entrepreneur, but a lot of what's happening in reference to the laws and the politics around small businesses, it's going to impact you. And so being understanding that and getting engaged in on that side of it, talking to your representatives in your community and say, how are you supporting entrepreneurs? I was just talking to the workforce development staff here in Virginia to say, you know how when people come and they sign up for services and sign up
yes.
for training, and they want to go and do this apprenticeship for this plumbing job or HVAC, they never talk to them about being an entrepreneur. They just talk to them about going and working for someone. Having that as the option for them, yes, go do that apprentice, but you have the option of going to working for a company, or you can start your own and begin that training with them. But as a caseworker, they're not thinking that. They're just thinking placing them with the apprenticeship program and placing them with a company instead of having also, especially those that are hard to, it's hard for them to find jobs because of their background, having entrepreneurship being an option for them. So being able to educate people on that side of it as well. So, yeah.
I wanted to quickly go back to culture.
Uh-huh. So
you talked about culture of work.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about culture, you know, where people come from, right?
Ah, yes.
Melting pot, yes. Right?
Yes.
And our cultures too also define where we find ourselves as gigs.
Yes.
So can you link that for us?
Absolutely. You know, I used to say, I always wondered why my friends from the continent of Africa came to the U.S. and they had multiple jobs.
That's right. Yeah,
they were doing multiple things.
Six business cards.
Yeah. Until I went and I realized everybody's an entrepreneur there. Whether
they're
selling water on the street.
That's right.
Whether they're braiding hair, whether they're sewing dresses. They are gig workers, not working for individual company. So that when you think about, that's good for me. I'm glad you distinguished, because I've seen that in several parts of the continent of Africa, in Trinidad, in different countries, when they come to the U.S., it's natural for them to have, it's like unusual for them not to have something on the side.
Exactly.
Weird. Like, why don't you have another job that you're doing?
Yep.
So it is based on your culture. And that's why I want, even going into different countries, sharing about the gig economy, to let them know that they're already a part of this new economy they've been doing. It's not new to them. It's been there. And how do we expand it? How do we put structure around it so that it is sustainable, and building that ecosystem and saying, how do we give them support they need to be able to take it and make it sustainable for them to not just take care of their family for a month? How do they take care of their family on an ongoing basis, and putting that ecosystem of support around them to be able to do that?
But I would like you to somehow at some point, perhaps we will come back and do a show on that, where I want us to really focus in on culture, because America is a melting pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of Africans in diaspora, billions that we have in America here, including our Black American sisters and brothers too.
Exactly.
And some people feel like they have to have permission to be gig workers. Some, when they came here and they seen that people are just sitting down on one job, they go back home saying, am I in trouble or something? Why am I doing 3, 4, 5 jobs? Why? What was it? Is something wrong with me? Something has to be wrong with me because I have these 4 or 5 cards. And whereas somebody is with this job for 40 years and they're okay with it, something has to be. So I want you to be able to.
That's a good, we sure should. Yes.
Please, really see that, because every state that you go to, there are diasporas there. There are people from silent cultures, be it Asia, wherever.
Yes.
I've dealt with people where, with me going to Saudi Arabia, going to Dubai, all those places, and they are here too. And many of them have different jobs.
Yes.
All kind of jobs. And so they are having problems really settling in and fitting in here, because when they look at others with just one job, just going 9 to 5, 9 to 5, and with them, the hairdresser from this time to this time, you know, from this time to this time, they're doing Uber, they're doing DoorDash, and they're doing all kind of stuff, but they're still okay because they could still send money home.
Exactly.
They have enough to send home. But at the same time, too, they don't fit in. They don't feel like they fit in. So it would be great for you to actually really take an interview and just focus in, because those people, I can guarantee you, will be watching and listening to this and saying, okay, where do I fit in, right?
Right.
My culture, we understand the culture of work now. We understand the gig community. So I must fit in. Now, how does my culture as a person from Africa, as a person from Asia, as a person, how does that fit in, and how does it give me permission to be in this community and be able to do it without fear or guilt?
And they're actually, you see more when I go to gig communities. That's what I see, a melting pot of people from all around the world.
That's right. That's right.
The U.S. is really one of the main places where they came up with the 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Then when you go to, when you see other cultures, they're like, we still got some more hours and we can be making money. And that's where you're seeing more of this younger generation saying, we need to have multi streams of income, not just one. We got a lot we want to get done. And in order to do that, we need this multiple streams of income. And multiple streams of income come from having a side gig, a part of the gig economy, and feeling okay, because you just need to go find your people. Like, where are my people? Where are my gig people? And in your community where you are, and we can talk more about this when we come back, how to gather those people that are like-minded, that have that mindset of, I want to be having the multiple streams of income through the side gig, and how do I build that community and that ecosystem where I live? Yes.
I could really see this book actually have a big impact in Africa.
Yes.
Because you and I both know, you know, every part of Africa, somebody has 2 or 3, 4, 5 jobs.
Exactly.
And they're doing it. And this gives them permission.
Exactly. That it's okay. I'm not abnormal if I'm doing that, because I see somebody from the U.S. that just has one job.
That's right. This actually gives them permission. So that as you journey on to that African place that you're going soon.
Yes.
That's something that I really believe that this would definitely give them permission, because it will bring clarity.
Yes.
Because right now they just do it to survive, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I got to feed the chicken today. I got to do this tomorrow. They're just doing it out of, we have to survive. But to thrive, they will not understand that, okay.
Exactly.
It's not just about surviving, it's about thriving.
Right.
And enjoying and actually understanding that they're just part of a culture that is evolving. That is evolving. And so they don't have to feel guilty about it. They don't have to be ashamed about it.
Right.
Because I've actually, I think there was a time I went to a party once, and I think it was a lot of ambassadors in that party, and there were Americans in that party too, and Europeans. So every time, you know, you walk around and say, what do you do, right? What do you do? What do you do? And there was one lady that I met there. This lady came in prepared. She must have about maybe 5 or 6 business cards, and she's from Ghana. She was like that. So she was so excited about meeting everybody that she would keep, depending on who she met, boom. And I was watching her from afar, just doing her thing. But I think at some point, somebody said to her, wait a minute, I've watched you and it seemed like you have, how many cards do you have? I was watching and she said she had about 5 or 6. And that person made her feel very bad. You know what? That there's the power of focus.
Oh, wow.
And they chose the party to tell this poor woman the power of,
the power
of focus, and that they need to talk to her later about it, that, you know, she can come to one of their seminars about the power of focus, that when you focus on one thing, and I'm sitting there saying, now, this is somebody that's ignorant of culture.
Yeah, exactly.
This is somebody that's completely ignorant of culture. That you don't even take the time to watch the culture of the African people that are there to know that this is them. This is what they do.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so you need to understand. So I want you to think about that as we come back again some other time.
Yeah, we're gonna publish a case study. Okay, just keep that.
That's right. Culture, because that thing is very important to me. Because from somebody who comes from Nigeria and do a lot of work at home, I remember there was a time we went home and the teachers, if you will remember this, one teacher was busy arguing with everybody until we finally helped him to understand. And he says, oh my God, I wish somebody had taught me this.
Right.
Way, way, way down the line, that if they had taught me this, I probably would have made it more than now.
Exactly.
So people need that knowledge. They need to know that it is okay. I think your book tells them it is okay. Wherever you are, it is okay. You don't have to feel guilty about it. You also have to look at your culture.
Exactly.
Your culture is that platform where you build this on. So whatever spectrum of geek community we are part of,
right,
it's okay. It's okay.
Exactly.
So can you
and some of them are ahead of the game, letting them know you've been ahead of the game.
People
are just catching up with you.
That's right.
With the side gigs. You've been doing it. You've seen it in your culture. You was born into it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So everyone, if you have not gotten a chance to get a copy of this, look, I'm on page 24, you all. I have a long ways to go. By the time I get in the middle, I think we're probably going to have another show on another one.
Yes.
We need to come back. I want to dissect this thing.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm dissecting it is for my African people, y'all. You know me, I'm partial. Sorry.
Yes.
For African people, I love you all. Those who are in London, I love you too. But, okay. So, I think that because there are some, there are just nuggets of wisdom in every page. Every page oozes.
And you can map out your side gig journey. There's some pages to map it out for you.
Yes, it also has
legal documents in place. I'm going to be doing workshops and seminars and webinars on it where I can help you map out.
Now, you're going to let us know, though.
Yes,
how can people get to you? How can people reach you? How can people, because I want people to reach you, invite you to speak on it. Mm-hmm. I want them to invite you to teach on it.
Mm-hmm.
I want them, even if it's a question of groups coming together, if you are a group coming together, get your group together.
Right.
And invite Dr. Rhonda Sheets to come and explore this book with you, because I think this would be a very good book club series. Well, you know what? Maybe we should have a book club series on this thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that, we might, let's talk about how this is, because we might have a book club series on this, because there's just a lot of nuggets, and especially with everybody coming out of COVID, don't know what to do now. Everybody's just foggy brained. Everybody have foggy brain. They're anxious about the future. You know, don't really know. Okay, the job I did before, I thought I liked it. Now I don't like it anymore.
Exactly.
So I think this would help people to first calm down.
Exactly. Yes.
First, calm down. It helps them to say, okay, all right, you weren't drawing before COVID. Now you're drawing. Calm down.
Exactly.
All right. Perhaps this is where your passion is going. Calm down. You're going to get there. So please, how can they find you?
Yes. So they can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Yolanda Speaks Biz. And they can also reach me at yesbuilds.com. But definitely on all of my social media platforms, Yolanda Speaks Biz, reach out to me, invite me to come and speak. We're going to come back and do some things.
Yes.
But I have really enjoyed this conversation, and I'm really passionate about this because of what you said for me. There are many out there that have a gift or a talent, and they're trying to figure out, how can I do this full time? And I want to work with you and map that out and help you do that. And also, as Dr. Fumi just said, those that have been doing multiple streams of income and multiple side gigs, you are okay.
This is the permission.
You have permission to do it. You have permission. Keep doing it. Just make sure to get the structure around it.
That's right.
So that it's sustainable for you.
That's right. Now, give them one or two things. I want you to give them one or two wisdom nuggets. that we can go away with here.
Yes. So the first wisdom nugget I will give you is take the time to learn your skill. Get proficient. Become an expert in what you say that you're good at or you're wanting to do, because it's going to make it easier for you to share that gift with others. So you, as you're passionate and skilled in it, it just gives others the opportunity to say, okay, they have learned that and they can do it. So just put in the work, get the consultant, get the coach, get the training to take your stuff to the next level so that you are known as an expert in your field. The second thing I would say is it's okay to be you. It's okay to be you. You know, a lot of times we look at social media and we see people doing stuff and we want to run over there and do what they're doing, but people
fake
are waiting.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit faking it till you make it. Just do it. Just do it.
Exactly.
And be yourself, because people are looking for you. They're not looking at looking for the person that you're looking at. They're looking for you. So just be yourself and continue to do the things that you know you're called to do and you're good at. And you will see the fruit come out of that. So, yeah.
Well, Dr. Yolanda Shields, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
This is life. This is truly life conversations, because how many of you know economy is part of life conversation? You're not. Okay.
Exactly.
So you can't live life without that economy. You just can't do that. So this is really great. Please, if you have not gotten your copy yet, please go on Amazon. Everywhere books are sold, you can just Google and you will find it there. But make sure you write the gig economy, but make sure you also put Dr. Yolanda Shields there. All right. So until next time, be inspired, be motivated, be of sentimental value. Understand that you are the hero in your life story. Don't allow anybody. That's what we've been talking about right now. Don't allow anybody to rewrite your story. So for you, all gigs out there, we give you permission. Okay. You got the permission to be giggy as you want to be. All right, but with structure, like she said, with structure, with hiring a consultant like she is. All right, just don't go up there willy-nilly doing things and say, Dr. Yolanda says I'm a gig, I can do it. Oh, Dr. Fumi say you can do it. Yes, you can do it, but with structure, and also understand that you have to invest in yourself. Hiring a consultant is investing in yourself. Hiring somebody to come and train is investing in yourself. Hiring her to come and speak, all right, is investing in yourself. So take care now, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Tear the Veil with Dr. Fumi. We hope you have enjoyed being a part of today's show and that we have helped you in shining. For further information, you can visit us at drfumipsychdnp.com and POBPsychiatry.com.